fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
There's nothing that I would not do. That's not the way to play.
Say the world ain't safe for me to live in. I'm only 16, so this
one eggs. One eggs.
How would you like it done?
With it cooked.
How would you like it done, though? Like over medium? Did you want it scrambled? Just the white?
Cooked with heat.
No, but did you want it over easy, over medium, over hard?
On the machine. On the machine?
Yes, but how would you like it cooked?
With heat.
How would you like it done?
With heat, you know? What? I don't... Is there someone who speaks English?
If the kids thinking about how to diss this master of sentence.
Hey, Colin, first watch. This is Douglas. May I help you, please?
One eggs, one potatoes, one...
Okay, hold on. Okay, how you want your eggs cooked?
One bread.
Excuse me?
One bread.
How would you like your eggs cooked?
With heat.
And no, we don't do... I mean, you got to explain more than that. Over easy, scrambled, over hard?
Break the shell of the egg, remove the yolk and white.
Okay, buddy, we know that, okay? How would you want it cooked? Over medium,
place
over easy, scrambled?
Place on a warm, lubricated cooking
hey,
surface.
Hey, dude, excuse me. I gotta let you go, okay? Cause
no,
you ain't
no,
answering
no.
The question.
Come on. All right, one meat.
No, you come on. I'm asking you a question,
no,
and you're not answering me.
Forget the eggs.
I'm busy.
Don't be rude. And forget the
no,
eggs.
You are.
Motherfucker. Listen
what
to me.
What can I do then for you?
Son of a bitch. I want one meat.
Okay, what kind of meat you like?
Pork.
What kind of pork?
Pork meat. With heat, cooked with heat.
Okay, so you want one piece of sausage?
No. One meat.
That's sausage is meat. That's our pork sausage. That's what we have for pork.
That's the only meat you have?
For pork, yes it is.
Okay, all right. Then one breads.
Okay, so you want one piece of one piece of sausage?
Yeah. What, one
okay.
One bread toasted with heat?
Okay, what kind of bread would you like? Whole wheat, rye, with sourdough?
Baked bread.
Okay, whole wheat, rye, or sourdough?
Baked with heat, and then cooled?
Excuse me, sir,
sliced.
You want the whole wheat bread, sourdough bread, or whole wheat bread?
Sliced.
They're all baked bread.
Sliced bread.
Okay, so any kind you want me to put on the plate makes
well,
no difference?
Well, the one that, specifically the one that I'm asking for is baked.
Okay, that's what I'm telling you, sir. They're all baked. Do you want the sourdough kind? You want the rye kind? Or do you want the whole wheat kind?
You're ignorant.
That's what I'm asking you.
You're ignorant.
Oh, I am? Okay.
Made with the grains.
Whole wheat. Okay, anything else for you?
Yeah, 1 gallon of cooking oil.
We have no cooking oil.
Okay.
No, because you're starting to be smart now, buddy, okay? This
listen,
is a business.
Listen,
really...
motherfucker. Don't talk to me like that, motherfucker. I'm the customer.
I am. Okay, well. Okay.
You are what? You're a piece of shit?
Yeah, I am.
Motherfucker.
A good one.
Get out. Get out of here. I command you to hang up the phone and go to hell.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucker.
Okay.
All right. Is your mother there?
Hey, that's one thing you don't want to do, so I'll talk about my mother, because I will get upset.
Can I order your mother to come and kiss me?
Okay, I got, 212-479-7990. I will be calling the police, EFLS. I will be calling the police to get this phone call traced and have you get in trouble.
What's
have
EFLS?
A good day.
What's the whole, I'll talk about my mama.
We're sorry.
Oh, I got to buy credit.
the top floor. Now hoes want more of my boy.
Supposed to mean?
Excuse me?
What do you mean by that?
Can I help you?
Yeah, what does that mean? Like, can you help me?
Do you have a purpose in this call, sir?
Yeah, I was calling about the bathroom.
Okay, what bathroom?
The bathroom, like, in the lobby area.
Okay.
What was that? Hello? Her phone died. Whatever. She just unplugged the phone to make it sound like it went out.
You and your whole front row at my show, whoa. You and your whole front row at my show, whoa.
Whitney speaking, help me, I'll help you.
Yeah, honey. How you doing, honey? I was just asking you about the bathroom.
Okay, what about the bathroom?
What happened? Did you have the power outage? The phone cut off. The phone went...
Oh!
Like that, and then I couldn't hear you anymore. What happened? Did the power go out?
There's someone here working on our telephones. Okay, can I ask you what about the lobby bathroom?
Oh, is the men's bathroom and the women's bathroom adjacent from each other?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Vicky, hold on. You can talk to my manager.
Stupid.
This is Vicky speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, honey. How are you?
Just fine. And you?
I'm good, baby. I was just talking to... What's her name? Cindy over there?
Uh-huh.
She's kind of ignorant, you know? But...
Is there something?
Yeah. I was asking about, like, you know, the lobby area, the bathrooms that you have down there, the public bathroom you have down there?
Yes.
Is the men's and the women's, are they, like, next to each other? Like, adjacent?
They are.
Okay. And what's in... Is there a power outlet inside the men's bathroom?
No.
There's not a power outlet there? Is there one just outside that I can run an extension cord into?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, so then I'd have to bring, like, a battery-powered drill, then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And what material do you have in between the men and the men and women's bathroom?
Who is this?
This is Eddie.
Eddie
from Nehru Construction.
I have nothing to be constructed in my public restroom.
Oh, yeah. This is like on my lunch break that I'm going to do this. I work for the construction.
You know what?
Company.
I have no time for this.
Well, listen, do you understand what I'm trying to get at? Is I want to drill a hole in the men's room wall so I can see the
window. Do you understand if you keep calling here, I will report it to the police?
What do you mean by keep?
Okay, you understand that. Thank you.
Listen, you bitch. This is the first time.
So they trying to get with the checks. Fickle minds trying to blind a nigga shine. My grind never
Hampton in downtown. Whitney speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I left something there.
Sir, if you call again, I will report you. Thank you.
No. God. Fine. Forget it.
Still strong for more glow. Put your whole note that I'm up next. She undressed, showing the breast. I'm ready for sex. It's like...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How are you? How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, this is a gym facility, right?
Yes,
Is there a one-day pass I can get?
Yes, we have adult day passes.
For how much?
$12.
Okay, and you have shower?
Yes.
All right, mm-hmm. And for how long do I have to be in the gym in order to stay in the showers? Like, what's the time limits?
We're open till 10 o'clock tonight.
So I could be in the shower or in the bathroom until 10 o'clock?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Okay. And how's the action? How's the action there tonight?
We have a swimming pool. We have a fitness center. We have tennis courts. We have basketball courts. We have racquetball.
All right, yeah, because you guys are listed on one of the gay hookup sites, gay cruising site websites.
On one of the what websites?
The gay bathroom cruising websites.
Okay.
Like,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's rated like the highest place in the city for gay hookups in the bathroom.
Okay. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have some regulars you recognize. They're probably some of the people that do it a lot.
Okay, I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's cool. Are there a lot of guys in the locker room or the bathroom right now?
I don't know.
Can you find out?
I can't go in there.
Can you have a male employee go in and find out and tell you and let me know?
You don't know who it is?
Hello?
Hold on.
Okay.
Sir.
Hello.
Sir.
Hey, honey.
I'm sorry. This is a Christian organization. We're not going to entertain going into the men's locker room for you.
But it happens a lot. There's a lot of guys that just meet up and they masturbate together and stuff like that in there. There's a website that details. It's highly, highly rated among the users. And
okay, well, do you know you're contacting the YMCA? It's a Christian organization, and we will no longer need to speak with you, okay?
Oh,
thanks.
Please.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Oh. I ain't got you. This mad clues, because you claiming you got bad jewels and tattoos. When I see you, you ain't had to. The policeman said that I had to call back and apologize.
Okay.
Okay, I'm very sorry for what I said. And I'm,
thank you so much.
I'm especially sorry for what I said about you, motherfucker. Stupid motherfucker.
Is that it? Is that all you got?
This is my apology.
That's your apology? That's awesome, man. Dude, you may want to see a doctor and get rid of that.
I'd rather show it to you. Alright. Yeah. Smooth in the chat room. That shit was funny last night. There was at least one show that got shut down. They're like, bro, we're gonna quit. Guys talk, but looking at the chat, they came back on 20 minutes later. When all of us left, I looked at the chat room this morning and I saw the comments. They were like, hope they don't come back. And the one guy was like, well, if they do come back, I'll take care of them. He was getting a big dick about it. I saw that. He came back, guys. He came back. So now Kent's got to get him again. He's lucky Ken wasn't around, didn't see that. He would have gotten all rocked up. Me and my riled up and got back on the air. Anyway, sorry, I got a little sidetracked there in a conversation at Facebook. Sorry, I forgot I was on the air for a second. I was about to go up and get water, and I just realized I got a bottle of water right here. Yay! So I'll stay. My life's at risk.
Thanks,
I must admit.
A nigga scared, but
I gotta make. Hi, I'm sorry, I'm listening to some of that hip hop music.
What happened?
I was listening to some hip hop music. Sorry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. You're probably wondering why I'm calling. Can I be transferred back to the layaway department?
Yes, hold on.
Bitch. Wait forever. I don't think layaway is even open right now for the year. They only open Christmas time now. Or like around October? I don't know. Fuck I know.
Move.
This could be a while.
Scared, but I got him.
Green, located at the southeast corner of Edgewood and Washington in Charleston, with convenient pharmacy drive-through service.
Para servicio en español, oprima el número 9.
Yeah.
What? Do what? I wasn't paying attention. Sorry. Yeah. I'm gonna find a Lowe's.
See your face.
It's time for that shit.
Love me and hope
play some Lowe's roulette.
Man, seeing how you act, I'm sure that you got
Walgreens, located at the southeast corner of Edgewood and Washington in Charleston. It's convenient. To refill your prescription, press 1. To check if your prescription is ready for pickup, press 2.
To find a way for you to mention my name, not even talk about the season. Saying in vain. I'm just
if you know your prescription number, press 1.
Times I'm up laying and you're running my brain.
Shit.
Your entry was not recognized. Please try again. If you know your prescription number, press 1. If you do not know your prescription number, press 2.
Do not ask me by name, motherfucker.
Please enter your phone number, including the area code. Pound when you are finished. Your entry was not. Your entry. Please hold to speak to one of our pharmacy staff. We're sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly.
I'm with you in my dreams, I get mad when they're old.
We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you.
Oh man.
Gave me a chance, but even Biggie was given two. It's true, I'm stuck on you, I'm stuck like glue.
We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you. We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you.
That girl, I said.
We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you.
That girl, I said. That girl.
We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you.
I ain't gonna wait no more. Probably some old people like, I can't read my head. I can't read it.
Check it, yo. I've been killing shit 15 from my 16.
Thanks for calling AutoZone. It's Pat. Can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, motherfucker? What's going on?
How's it going?
Oh, it's outing great. I'm going to come down with my 88 Camaro. Motherfucker went down on me. I'm having it towed over there. I'm going to be fixing it. You got nice parking spots there? Anything nice shaded open right now that I can take?
Don't got any shaded right now. God. We don't have no trees out here.
Motherfuck, really? Damn.
Yep.
Damn, I'll put up a tarp then. I got a tarp that I use for when I do... I run a business. Uh-huh. I run a business where I do glass tinting, so I can put a tarp up.
Uh-huh.
I'll put a tent around the car, all right, and I'll any problem if I bring a grill out there, grill some hamburgers, stuff like that.
Well, I don't know if we could do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's already in the back of my car. I'll just take it out, you know.
Yeah. It all depends on how, because sometimes the city don't go too well with stuff like that.
Oh, fuck them, though. Anyway. I'll stick my dogs on them. I got two violent Dobermans, violent dogs.
I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. I'll probably let them loose around there for a while, let them get some air, you know, piss on some trees. Oh, you say you don't have any trees.
I ain't no trees right around here close.
Oh, shit. I'll have to piss on something then. I don't know, maybe other car tires and stuff like that. Yeah. All right. That sounds fine.
Plenty of them around.
All right. So I need you to put in a new battery. I need a new battery. So you guys, the last time I came, you guys put it in for me because I don't know about cars. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, so I need you to do that, all right, and then I need you to put in some new light bulbs in the car.
Okay.
All right, I need you to clear the computer code machine.
Yeah, see, we can't do that.
What do you
mean
you can't?
We're not allowed to do that anymore.
What do you mean you can't do that anymore?
The federal government regulates that, and we are not allowed to erase codes.
So what do I go for the code machine?
Right now, as far as anybody around town here, pretty much either like maybe Firestone or Sears or a car lot, because
so,
it has to be fairly approved.
So I got to put it up my fucking ass then?
I guess. That's our government.
Motherfucker.
EPA regulation.
Motherfucker, you can I bring a baseball bat inside the store?
Now, I wouldn't really recommend that.
Well, I'm going to bring my two Dobermans on their leashes, and I'm going to bring a baseball bat with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to look around at some stuff, swing the baseball bat a few times around some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like around where the lights are and the fuses and stuff. I'm going to swing the baseball bat in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to let the Dobermans go for a while inside your store.
Uh-huh.
Just so they can... piss on some stuff, you know? They can piss on some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll just masturbate in front of you. Excuse me. I'll just masturbate in front of you for a while.
Oh, okay.
You can watch me masturbate.
Well, I don't know about that.
Do you masturbate?
No. Thank you very much, though.
You have before, though, right? Isn't it fun? No. I thought masturbation again. He doesn't sound like the masturbating, admitting kind of guy.
Cause my flow be so pro. When you niggas go, hear them, oh no, yo, slow down and kill these niggas soft with a force that it puts anybody else off course. Of course, you gon' have a couple of niggas hating, no debating. Niggas that shaking, gonna see that work from Satan. Have to place them way back, but all they nonsense. Y'all spent most of y'all time trying to get my sense. I spent no reason to keep asking, you has been. Most of you niggas never have been. Never have been.
Hey,
I called before and you were going to transfer me low way, and it took a long time, and I called back and no one answered. What happened?
You might just have to give them time to pick up, because I have no clue.
Oh.
I don't know, so just give them a moment.
I thought maybe you were stupid or something, but can you just answer me a question? How's the action in the bathroom? I'm just trying to find out about the men's bathroom.
I don't know. I don't go to the men's bathroom, so I can't answer you that.
Well, you go to the ladies' bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you go there to tinkle. Well, you didn't notice if there were a lot of guys hanging out in the men's around the men's bathroom today.
I don't pay attention.
You guys are highly rated on GayHookups.com. Like, your public bathroom is a good place for public gay men to meet up. You know, mess around in there. So, but before I went down there, I wanted to make sure, you know, if it was busy or not. Because one time I went there and I had to sit and I waited for like 4 hours and no one ever came.
Would you like to speak to a manager?
Is it a woman or a man?
It's a guy manager.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. All right.
Booker. Shout out, Most Def.
Yeah, listen, I gotta talk to a manager. I don't have time to be waiting on you.
Well, honey, I don't know what to tell you. You just have to wait on the phone until a manager comes to the phone.
Well, you were just talking to the manager, explaining what was going on. Where did they go?
No, I wasn't talking to a manager.
Where'd they go, into the bathroom to jack off? What's going on? Throws me right back on.
Thanks for calling us for Kmart.
It's taking too long, honey, baby.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Honey, baby.
I mean, what you need to speak to a manager about?
About the gay sex in the bathroom. Like, are there a lot of guys there right now?
I don't know. It's either you want to come shop here. If you don't, just don't.
I do want to go shop there, but I want to go into the bathroom for a while and, you know, and get off. I'm here.
Love. Parental love, romantic love, affection between friends, specify.
Romantic love.
An attraction based on sexual desire, one that facilitates procreation. Borg have referenced this condition in over 6,000 assimilated species.
Condition? You make it sound like a disease.
Physiologically, it bears a striking similarity to disease. A series of biochemical responses that trigger an emotional cascade, impairing normal functioning.
Hello?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Who is it?
Hey, it's Eddie.
Okay, you got me at a disadvantage.
Oh, why? You're on the toilet?
No, I don't think I know anybody named Eddie.
You got an ice Frigidaire with the ice maker?
Oh, you know what? I'm right in the middle behind a washer dryer, tearing it out. Can I call you right back?
Are you gonna do anything?
And my name is Ron.
Are you gonna do anything with the toilet?
I wanna
touch and kiss the toilet before you throw it away.
I don't have a toilet. I don't know. I think you guys want to say. I think you got the wrong address.
Where do you shit in the toilet?
The wrong.
You got a Frigidaire.
Huh?
You got a Frigidaire, 28 cubic foot, motherfucker. Right?
Whoa. Hey, listen.
What?
I have a refrigerator for sale, but
yeah.
I don't have foul mouth sale.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a
28 cubic refrigerator. Well, come on.
I'm sorry.
I'm in the middle of I have a 28-inch cubic side-by-side refrigerator with the side-by-side ice maker and all that. Yeah, for $500, yes.
No, and what were you doing now? Were you fucking your wife?
I'm on a job. I'm cleaning out a dryer mess behind. The dryer's been here for a year and nobody ever hooked up the vent.
Oh, I thought you were like fucking your wife or something.
All right, have a good day, guy.
All right, bye. Sounds like he is. Whoa, hey,
I was giving you a chance. I let you know I wasn't there for you.
I got a refrigerator for sale.
It matter because in the end, you scattered it. It's a pattern, but I let it go.
Foul,
you have to have the lad who grabs you.
Hey, how you doing, big girl? I see you.
Hey,
sexy. I see you're looking for someone to come do some bush hogging for you.
Yes, I am.
Oh, nice. Very nice. You don't have a husband who can do it?
We don't have a tractor.
Oh, and what's wrong with your husband? Why doesn't he have a tractor? He's a feminine?
Are you being funny?
I'm just joking around. That's how I have a sense of humor. I'm sorry, honey. Anyway, so 3 acres, I can do that for $50.
Really? And belling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now. Yep. I don't have to do that. That'll be a good weekend.
I'm sorry?
That'll be a good weekend for me. $50 in my pocket. Get some beers and get some crank. Oh, great.
Who is this?
It's Ron Miller.
Okay. Do I know you?
Mm-mm. No, I just... Yeah, I had the ad out for someone to do some bushwhacking.
Right, yes. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you live close to my house?
Yeah, I'm about two clicks past the market in Delhi.
Oh, okay. And do you live down on 11W or on that loop road or
W?
11W. Okay, do you have a traffic?
I live off of Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to come up this afternoon and look at it?
Oh, yeah. You want to have dinner?
No, I'm married.
I don't know, but he can come.
Okay, I don't think you're serious.
No, seriously, he can come. We can have dinner together. Oh, it's on me. At the deli.
Okay. No, this conversation's getting really weird.
No, come on. I've never done actually bush hogging before, but I found a YouTube video on how to do it. I could probably get by.
Okay, I think I need a farmer. Thank you.
Bye, sexy. Never done it before. I knew that would kill it. It is so rude. Women hate it when I eat on the phone. Every time I do that, they're like, ugh.
What do you think about love?
Wipe the tears.
As a matter of fact, the only time I've ever gotten complaints about loud eating on the phone during pranks has been from women. And I think it's always been like when I'm calling back on help wanted, job wanted ads. Like, who the fuck would call to apply for or be interested about, you know, submitting your resume for a job in the newspaper, and you're sitting there, nah, 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 nah.
All my bad, all the wet eyes, wipe the tears, I said to her,
right. And I had the one woman say, you want to call me back when you're done eating? Well, it sounds to me like you are. Like, okay, you got me. I am eating.
Don't cry, don't cry.
Shit, I have no idea which one that was.
Don't cry. Don't let in, don't cry, don't cry. You can do it, don't cry, don't cry. It's love.
I'm just putting Carlito job eating. Let's see it. Looking for a job. Alright, let's see. Orlando Sentinel, Masterson, AC Repair. Hey, a jerk. Take this! Oh, take this stupid thing is funny. I remember that. Take this stupid thing.
Check, check.
I have no idea.
What's up, free world?
Janitor, so maintenance up, machine.
Free world. Check. 2-2-1.
I don't see any.
2-2-1.
I don't see any that comes out at me that it's the one.
Yeah. Me and my niggas on the corner, prepping niggas for calling.
My own speakerphone. This is like my favorite one.
Us, trying to war with us. I keep restoring the peace, trying to put the East back on the map.
Mr. Valentel, this is Alan from To Marketing. You responded to an ad that we placed on. My number here is. Please call then. Schedule an interview for tomorrow between the hours of 1 and 6 to the receptionist. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Oh, that guy sounds interesting. Let's listen to him.
To return this call, press 2.
Vanessa, how may I help you?
Hey, Big Vanessa. I need to speak to Alan. He just called asking for me, and I'm returning his call. This is Valente.
And your name?
This is Valente.
What's your name?
Valente.
Valente.
Jesus.
Mr. Valente?
Yeah, what's going on over there, sir?
I'm sorry?
How do you say it there, buddy?
Very good. Thanks for asking.
All right, good.
Okay, you responded to an ad that we placed on...
Am I on speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Was that before?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's my office, and you're calling my office, and I put people on speakerphone. You have a problem with that?
Well, I think usually we ask for permission before we put people on speakerphone. Isn't that right, Mr. Allen?
This is right.
Okay.
And are you looking for a job?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Have a nice day,
asshole.
Returning to main menu.
Yeah.
Check 2212.
Hello.
2212.
Hi. Is that Sandra?
Hi.
Is it Sandra? Yes. Sandra or Sandra?
Either one. Sandra, usually.
I would know, I guess. Dumb answer like that. So you got some bridles and saddles coming up for sale?
Yes, we do.
Oh, nice.
We have them out here. You're out here at the yard sale. Yep.
I'm at Horse Machine Ranch Road. I was thinking maybe I'd get on my horse and ride her down there.
Fine with me.
And then we'll put the saddles on the horsey, you know?
Okay, yeah. That'll work.
Yeah, and then I thought maybe I could bring my wife and put the saddle on her.
That would work.
Yeah.
You'd probably get kicked.
And I'd ride her around, and then I'd pull down her pants and underwear from behind, I'll unzip my jeans, and I'll be behind her. And she'll have the saddle on. And she's, oh my God.
Yeah. Went bonkers trying to find a way to block haunt this heartless monster.
I'm going to see if that's the same person.
Hello?
You don't
want
to know what he said, though.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who doesn't want to know what I said?
Are you the one I just hung up on?
Who doesn't want to know what I just said? What do you mean? Is that your husband?
No, that was my daughter.
Oh, can you talk? Can I talk to her?
Not if you're going to talk like that.
No, I'm not.
What do you want to know?
I had to ask her a question.
How do you know you have to ask her a question? You're talking about saddles, right?
We already communicated, though, about this earlier. She told me to call
you.
Yeah,
well.
She told me to call
you. You're my daughter?
Yeah, I'm a friend of hers.
Who is this?
David.
David who?
David Cross.
David Cross?
Yeah.
Did you just talk to David Cross about saddles? She doesn't recall the name.
Okay. Well, when I'm behind her, you know, I'll put the saddle on her, on your daughter then, you know, instead. You don't want to know what he said. What did I say? I was going to pull my wife's pants and underwear down and then unzip my jeans, and then she hung up. Oh, I said I was going to get behind her, and then she hung up. Oh, my God. You don't want to hear that.
Running in packs like monsters. Tommy Clips, parting lips, believe what
I got news for you, lady. She probably just said it list. This is that last night. Kill you and act like you don't just exist. Like I described. Sick crew don't remix. Too busy blowing L's and pouring a drink. No time to grind, but still time to grind when your friends say. Yeah, hi. You have a moving sale?
Do I have what?
Moving sale?
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling about the computer desk. Do you think... What the fuck? Did I already talk to them? No. I never talked to them. Just because I said I'm talking about the computer desk?
Leaving no time, quit lying. They tell us to respect all the laws. They tell
get
us
it.
All the busy blowing hells and pouring a drink. No time to grind, but still...
Can I help you?
Yeah, is there anyone in layaway or am I going to have to wait a long time like a piece of junk trash person here?
I can pay somebody back there. Are you in the store now?
Yeah, no. I'm in the parking lot. I wanted to come in and talk. Well, I'm trying to find out how the action is in the men's bathroom right now.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The action in the men's bathroom. I'm trying to find out if there's a lot of guys in there hooking up right now or if it's slow.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Oh, wait. It was a pickup. Shit. I thought it was a hang-up.
Thank you for calling Kmart. This is Sandy. How may I help you?
Hey, Sandy. What happened? Why did I get hung up on like that?
What?
Why'd I get hung up on?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Who were you holding for?
I don't know. I called about the bathroom. I was trying to find out how the action is in the bathroom. And she said, hold on a minute. And then she picked up and slammed the phone.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
This is Crystal. Can I help you?
Dad, did you hang up on me?
Sir, I just answered the phone.
Okay. Who are you, manager?
I'm an assistant manager. How can I help you?
Okay. Well, is there a man that works there?
I'm sorry?
A man? A man that I can talk to?
May I ask what department we're looking for?
Well, I guess in the back of the store where the bathroom is at.
Okay. Electronics?
The men's bathroom.
Okay, how can I help you, sir?
Well, it's probably a man that needs to help me. I need to find out how the action is in the men's room. If there are any of the guys are back there, the normal guys that are back there this time.
Sir, we will report this if you continue to call us.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
No, well, sir.
You don't know?
But we don't know. If you need to go to the restroom, then that's fine, sir.
Okay, but look, there's a group of men that go there regularly to your restroom, and we have anonymous, sexual stuff in the bathroom.
Okay, sir. Mm-hmm. Sir, I had mentioned again, if your calling continues, we will have to report you.
Yeah, but if you go there now, you see there's holes in the dividers, and there's, dry semen stains. Sometimes we leave
comments. Please do not call again. Thank you.
Okay. She knows what I'm talking about. She knows.
Time to grind when your friends say less dip. You leave in no time.
I'm convinced they all know. According to this article I read, it's a prevalent thing.
Forget the past, those other women with.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing? Hey. I like bowling.
Well, come on down and bowl you a game.
So, is there a rule against me throwing my ball into the lane next to mine?
A rule against you throwing a ball to the lane against beside yours?
Yeah. Like in the middle of someone else's game, but sometimes I like to throw the ball into their lane instead.
Yeah, that doesn't fly very well usually because it's, you kind of stay on your own lane and do your own thing without interrupting somebody else's pleasure.
Yeah, but it's stupid West Virginia people here, right?
It depends on where you're from.
New York City?
Well, hell. What about them assholes? I mean,
actually,
you know.
No, I'm from New Jersey, actually. So, yeah, you're right. They're a bunch of fucking assholes, right? Yeah.
All come
right,
on
listen,
down here, buddy.
So
I'll fix you up.
So I'm not going to use the bumpers, all right?
Sounds like you need them, though.
No, I don't. So you can go ahead and take that off the bill. All right. I don't need to use your shoes. I wear shoes, so you can take that
you
off.
You wear shoes?
Mm-hmm. So you can take that off the bill.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'll probably recognize you when you come in.
Okay.
I'm sure I will.
I'll reset the pins myself also, so you can take that off the bill, off of the price.
Well, how about I just take the pins off and you just don't bowl?
Well, I don't have my own pins, so that wouldn't work.
Well, do you have your own ball?
Actually, yeah, I do, so you can take that off, too.
Well,
yeah, I got a soccer.
I don't have any electric down here. I don't know how your pins are going to reset. That's my problem.
The boy has a soccer ball in the car, so we'll use that. We'll kick that down the lane.
Well.
And we'll go back there and we'll reset the pins each time.
Man. Sounds like you're going to have a fun day.
Yeah, well, we live in a car, but we're kind of short on money, you know? We're blessed.
Well.
We're blessed to be here. Today we were blessed. We both wake up today, and we're safe, and we had a good breakfast at McDonald's, and now we had lunch at McDonald's.
Well, what's your name?
Well, they call me Sweet Lips, but my real name's Eddie.
Well,
my son calls
that's
me
a good name, Eddie.
My son calls me Sweet Lips, but everyone else calls me Eddie.
Well, all right, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When
so
are you coming down?
Well, we're parked. We're here at the Kmart right now. We'll just come down the way.
Are you?
This is where we spent the night.
What color is your car?
We spent the night at the Kmart. We're in an RV. We're in a Winnie. Mini Winnebago. The Mini.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, be sure and bring an adult with you. So we'll see you when you get here.
I'm an adult, motherfucker. I'm the one that drives. I said I had a son, stupid shit.
Fast, I want to, I want you fast, yo.
My son calls me Sweet Lips.
Like to pray. I mean, I'm ready to cuff, but I, wait, what'd I say? Damn, you got me tripping, never thought I'd see the day where those words leave my mouth. I guess it's something about you. Girl, you're the cutest to me. Say you're the cutest to me.
Like Mom Barry, the competition probably missed.
Thank you for calling Holiday Inn Express. This is Patrice.
Hey, I'm calling about the toilets.
I'm sorry?
The toilet?
I'm not sure what you mean. This is a Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah, you have the toilet.
I don't understand what you're asking.
The toilet!
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Which toilet are you referring to?
The main toilet.
I'm sorry, we have quite a few.
The one in the lobby.
Are you a guest here in the hotel?
I hope to be, as long as the toilet works out.
I don't understand, sir. Is this a joke?
No, the toilet in the lobby. I had a question.
Well, what's the question about the toilet?
Is there a electric outlet in there?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Is there one nearby?
For what purpose, sir, are you looking for the restroom?
Well, I need to go in the restroom. I need to use the electric outlet.
Okay, are you a guest in the hotel?
I hope to be.
Then you would go to your guest room, and then, yes, there would be one in your guest room.
No. This is for the lobby one. It has more traffic. That's
what
where
is the purpose of your call, sir?
Well, the men's bathroom is adjacent to the women's bathroom. And I'm going to drill a hole in the wall to get a fiber optic camera in there.
Oh, thank you for calling.
I'll watch it from my room.
Thank you for calling.
Whatever. All right, let me call a different hotel. Now I'm just going to be silly and stupid. And I'm going to say, do I just go into the bathroom? I have to use it.
Welcome to the Days in Charleston East. If you know your party's extension or room number, dial it now. Or
dial
zero for the operator.
Yeah, dial by room. They got dial by room.
Yay! So silence while your call is being transferred. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Days in.
Do I just go in the toilet? Do I just go in?
Excuse me?
When I'm ready to use the toilet, do I just go in? Fuck. Really? Come on, man.
To me, it's weird to see all of these random people are failing me. As soon as my tracks drop, I knew this shit was here for me, and I still to be the best to ever hold the pen. Ocean on pages and hoping that all of my dope hymns will leave niggas boasting. Ocean, posting the most gems. Huh. I never thought that it would happen this fast. Sitting in class, finishing work last, to getting dollar after dollar. All the shorties trying to hide, trying to get with the guala, but none of them getting
a moment of silence while your call is being
a moment of silence, everybody. Let us pray.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling, Jason. This is Amber. May I help you?
Was I just talking to you?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you hang up?
Because I don't have time for prank calls.
I'm not prank calling. I'm really confused. Do I just go in here?
Where are you at?
In the room machine, the main room machine.
What room machine?
What is it? No. 2? 2-1? I think it's 213? I'd have to go outside and look, but I really have to go in the toilet, you know?
Then you would just go in.
So I can just go in there. There's a light on the wall, right? And I turn it on.
Yeah.
Okay, and just sit down, pull down the pants, underwear, and I sit down and I do my business, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, and then I use the paper that you have provided there, and I use that to clean back there, clean myself, and I put that...
If you want to, I mean, that's your business. If
yeah,
you
yeah,
you
I do.
You walk around with dirty underwear.
No, I do. And then I put that in there, and then I flush the toilet, I hit the push the lever down, and then it goes down into the water, it goes down into the pipes, right? And it goes...
Yep.
Where does it go from there?
I never traced it.
Oh. I thought it went up your mom's asshole.
No, I think it might go up yours.
No, it doesn't. It comes out of my asshole.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's Boy, she's smart.
The skin is never peeling. Thank you for calling Crack Barrel.
Hey,
I'll help you.
Hey, how are you? Yay! Cracker Barrel, yay.
Good.
Yay. Is the fireplace on?
No.
Can you turn it on? I want to put potatoes in there.
I don't know, but hold on. I got another phone call, okay?
No! No, don't go.
Okay, who do you need to speak to?
I need to talk to a man.
Well, hold on for a second, okay?
No.
Thank you for holding. This is Mike. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, sexy?
Hey, how are you? I don't know who this is.
I need you to
but
turn
I feel good about you.
I want you to turn on the fireplace.
No way.
Yeah.
It's too hot in here.
No, I want you to turn on the fireplace, and I want Mike and me to sit next to the fireplace.
Nice.
I want to say, la, 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 Mikey, Mike. And then I want you to point out the bulge in my pants.
Oh, gosh.
I wore those tight jeans. I wore the tight jeans so that you could see the outline.
Did you? The pink ones?
The outline of my penis in it.
The pink ones I like so much?
No, blue.
Oh, the blue ones?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a down, right. I'm down low, you know, down low Negro. No one knows about me. You see me, you think I'm any old trucker, but I get down, I suck dick, and I bottom. I'm a cum dumpster.
Oh, man.
I also like watching My Little Pony.
Do you like watching what?
My Little Pony.
I bet you do.
Mm-hmm. You ever watch My Little Pony?
No.
Oh, which one do you most identify with? Rainbow Dash? Pinkie Pie?
I don't know.
Flutterby?
Who is this? Hello, who is this?
I forgot the other one's name. Oh, this is Eddie. Eddie Garcia. I'm an artist.
Eddie Garcia!
I'm an artist, yeah.
What's up, Eddie Garcia?
What's up? I'm an artist.
How are you?
Good. What did you put me on speakerphone?
I did.
Okay.
I want to share with everybody what you have to say.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yep.
That's it. Hello?
It's got to be a world record.
Thank you.
What can I help you with?
That's it. No, that's it. That's all I call for. You don't want to get...
What was that?
That was me peeing.
I know, but what was the reason why you called?
As I wanted to pee. I wanted someone to hear me pee.
So it wasn't about me sitting with you at the fireplace?
It was that, but after I pee, that usually those urges go away, you know?
Okay, I got you.
Sexual urges go away. So I feel better now.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad I could help. You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
After I'm killing the game, this is a ring, and service has been arranged. The shit I spit is deranged. Your cricket's wicked insane. You boring niggas is snoring. You poured it all on the page.
I'll be right back.
Canal City, this is Matt. May I help you?
Hey, Brad told me to call. Said if I get something to eat.
I'm sorry?
Brad told me to call, said to get something to eat. This is Arby's, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he told me to call about getting something to eat.
Was y'all want to place an order for pickup?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what meals was y'all wanting to get today?
One food.
And what time y'all going to be by to pick it up?
One number four.
A number four meal? Mm-hmm. Well, y'all can just order. If that's all y'all want, we can have it made quickly when y'all get here. Just come here and place your order.
No,
and have your
there's
order
more than that.
Minute.
Five number five.
Oh, okay. You talk about. Okay, yeah. You want to call in a big old pickup order. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all y'all want? A bunch of beef and cheddars.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
You said one number. You said one number four.
Yeah, five number five.
And five number fives.
And the mountain of meat. The meat mountain.
Meat mountain. Give me one moment.
Are we doing the meat mountains now?
Not that I know of,
not right now.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we ain't
doing
not
now? Why not now? Why not now?
You want to talk to one of the other managers that might be able to give you a better description?
I want to know, yeah.
All right. Give me one sec.
Number four, number five, number fives, main mountain, and I don't even know what else. Call an order? Yeah, it's supposed to be a call-in order. You can say call-in order, okay? Yeah, but he's wondering why we don't do the main mountain. That's just a participating restaurant.
Participating restaurants only. We're one of the franchises.
You're
so I don't know if it's just corporate.
Well, you tell the manager he's a son of a bitch, then.
Okay, well, don't worry about picking up an order, then. Thank
no, let
you.
Me talk to him, then, because if not, it's coming on you. Oh, man.
Mr. Valenzuela, this is Alan from...
Why are we playing this prank call again?
Aiden, how may I help you?
Hey, how are you, sexy?
Okay.
That's good.
I guess.
That's
yeah.
good. Yeah. You have a nice day at work. You have a nice day at work so far?
Yeah. No, fine.
Huh?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you busy?
Just hold on one second, okay?
Okay. What the fuck?
Okay.
What the fuck is going on? He's all like, oh yeah.
Hey.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
You want to come to my room?
I don't have five. No five.
What?
No five.
What the fuck? Alright, I'll call back. That was so weird. I thought he knew who I was or something.
Dayton, how may I help you?
What happened? Why'd you hang up? Don't hang up.
Hello?
Don't hang up. Don't be like that. Okay. Gay hotel, ma'am.
Hello, Bills.
Hey, how you doing, Malaka?
Hello, Bills.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Hello?
Yeah, well, an order. Hello? I don't know what the fuck that was about. We'll try and...
Oh, Bills.
I want to make an order.
Hello?
I make an order.
Hello?
Order! Stupid. Whatever. We're calling Atlantic City Boardwalk. That's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. As I flip my hair. Salt water. I'm guessing that's saltwater taffy. I was just eating cherries and I ate one and it tasted like straight up pure fertilizer. Oh, disgusting. And it was the last cherry.
Welcome to James Candy, Frallinger's Saltwater Taffy, and Baird's Chocolates. We're open today. If you know someone's extension, you may enter it at any time. For mail orders and customer service, press 1. For our retail...
Thank you for calling James Candy Company, proud makers of James Confections, Frallinger's Saltwater Taffy, and Baird's Chocolate. One of our candy representatives will be with you shortly. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Thank you for calling James Candy Company. My name is John. How may I help you?
Hey, sexy. How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, honey?
Clara, can you hear me? Thank you for calling James Candy Company.
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
I apologize. We're not able to hear in the center. If you can hear
me,
I have to call back. Thank you for calling.
Hello? Hello? What's going on? No one hear me? Let me check my settings. Oh, no. No! It sounds okay. Should be okay. We'll see. I'm back. Let's see if that works. Here's a place called Haunted Tales.
Haunted Tales, how may I help you?
Oh, what's Haunted Tales? What do you do?
It's a virtual reality attraction. We have a haunted theater,
yeah.
And we also have a two-person coffin ride. There are two attractions.
Is there a sexy ghost in it?
In the coffin? If you want there to be one, I'm sure there would be one.
All right. Can I get in the coffin and we close the door? And then the trap, there's a trap door in the bottom and the GPS in there? And then I check.
No,
we don't have
any features like that.
And then I open up trap door in the bottom, I check my GPS, and go straight down to the hell.
Well, you come on in, and we'll see if we can get you to hell, okay, honey? You have a great day.
All right, titties. Titties. That sounds like it was really cool in the 90s.
Everybody's a great day at Battle General Rockets. This is the 9th speaking. How may I help you?
When do you people start dancing? What makes that happen?
We dance approximately every 30 to 45 minutes.
And is it if I buy songs, do you have to dance?
If you buy what?
If I buy songs at the jukebox, do you guys have to dance each time?
No, but you can request for us to dance.
Okay, I want you guys to dance for about 2 hours.
Okay, so just come on in and
don't be cute and don't be smart with me. I want you to dance for 2 hours, motherfucker. Yeah, just shut everything down and dance. That was Johnny Rockets. When I went on a last cruise I went on, there was a Johnny Rockets on board, so it was all you can eat Johnny Rockets table service for free. Oh, did I have fun. I ended up just having two hamburgers and some onion rings, but oh my god, was that fun. And they had this thing that whenever somebody came in, you were supposed to say hey or clap, you know, when someone came in. And my wife and I, on purpose, we had a sustained clap that we did on purpose for like 30 seconds. It was funny. And everyone was like laughing, and then our waiter was like, "Oh, you're my favorite people that have ever come through here. You guys had so much fun." The person was kind of cool, like the fam. It was like a family. And we were right by the door, so like it was like hello. They're like all like, everybody welcome Carl and family. Everyone's supposed to go yay, that's it. And here's me and my wife like yeah, woo, as they're walking in, they're looking at us laughing. It was fine. It was so cute. It was our honeymoon. We were having fun and being nice, and we loved each other still. We still had love for stupid things like that. Yeah. Alright, more prank calls. Sorry, guys. We are in Atlantic City right now. I don't know, they say Atlantic City's failing because everyone's going to Vegas and the other casinos in the Northeast now. I'll tell you what, when I went to Atlantic City for my bachelor party, and I think there were, if I remember correct, we could only find two strip clubs in Atlantic City. One of them was like non-nude whatsoever. No nudity. Real conservative town. The other one was okay. And we still had an okay time, but... A closed business.
Apple Store. I've never pranked an Apple Store. Armani Exchange. Why not? Let's have fun.
Exchange, how may I help you?
I want to come in and I want the man to put on the clothes for me to look. You know, I sit down and watch the man and he puts on the clothes and gets all sexy.
Who is this?
Patrice.
Say it again.
Patrice?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me? You wanted to see what?
I want the man that works there to try on the clothes for me that I like. And I sit down and I watch and I critique and he gets all sexy, you know, and looks really hard and hot, you know.
I'm sorry. I think you got the wrong number.
This is the Armani store.
Yes.
You provide that service where the man...
No, we don't.
Where the worker puts on the clothes for me to see.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you
I
do.
I apologize.
Fucking asshole. Is there a man I can talk to figure it out? Huh, she laughed. I heard her. She said, ah. She's having a big old laugh right now. Yeah.
You have reached 6-0.
All right, then, the Apple Store.
Thanks for calling the Apple Store The Pier. Apple is the home of iTunes Festival. Watch it from the best seat in the house with Apple TV. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. How can I help you today?
I want to talk to the motherfucker in the fucking store, motherfucker.
Bear with me just one moment. I can transfer you to a specialist, but to make sure I route your call correctly, please tell me the reason for your call.
Because I motherfucking said so, motherfucker. Do it now.
Hold for just one moment, please. I'm sorry you're dissatisfied. Please hold for a specialist.
He knows I'm dissatisfied.
Please hold for the next available representative.
That's a cool sound instead of... Well, this would probably be why we've never called Apple before. I'm going to look for another number. My mouth still tastes like fertilizer. Oh. Alright, I'm done waiting. But seriously, my mouth still tastes like fertilizer. Oh. Alright, no answer there. Been on 2 hours 9 minutes. Yeah, I've been on for 2 hours. I'm done.